This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We are live from Freebirds in Addison, 5000 Beltline Road. And you got me, Kevin Hagland. You got the famous Alec Medford. And now, back from jail for his illegal poker game with the mafia, it is X-Ray Table, Corey Majors.
Am I going to get burned? Is this what happens?
You've been burned now
that I've been released?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, he must have been giving up information.
Yeah,
like,
I kind of want to switch seats so I'm not so close to you when the hit comes.
That's my concern right now is that they're like, oh, he must have been the one giving out the info. You know, I'll be honest about this. I didn't.
Then how are you out of jail?
That's for me to know.
Okay.
And for and the people who let me out of jail.
All right. We are going to have a huge day here at Freebirds, and I'm really hoping that somebody comes out here and tries the super monster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm hopeful for that too. Kevin, I wanna be honest. I was very well prepared to do it. As we talked about it on Wednesday. Waking up in the morning on Thursday, I was like, I can't eat much. So I'm sticking to starches right now. But I do want to see this as well. I want to see somebody roll in here and knock one of those back.
For somebody who maybe did not feel well, it's probably not the best to challenge your digestive tract with the Super Monster. They also have the new pumpkin cheesecake cookie as well. So we're going to be having
fun. Excuse
me? Yeah, look, it's right in front of you.
That
but
looks
I don't
amazing.
Know if you are allowed to eat it just yet. We're also giving away Tolo trucker hats. They have the Freebirds gift packages to give away as well. So huge day in Addison, 5000 Beltline Road in Freebirds. And we're going to, in Addison at Freebirds, we're going to change it up just a little bit today. We're going to start the show with Cowboys win because Cowboys lose because 877-881-1053. Tell us why the Cowboys are going to win. Tell us why the Cowboys could lose against the Broncos. We're also doing a shout-out Friday from the 214. Can I get a shout-out? Today's my 30th birthday, and earlier in the week, I started a new job. Woo! That's a busy birthday already.
New jobs are awesome. I'm happy for you that you're starting a new job, and you got a birthday week going on. That's pretty awesome.
So much hope and possibility and whatnot. All right, who would like to start? Do you want me to go to the text? Do you want to start with me, Alec Corey, for Cowboys win because
Kevin, I can rock this thing.
Okay,
I can rock this thing. Cowboys win because George Pickens has struck fear into Vance Joseph and his defense.
And the official.
And the official?
Yeah, because they're like, whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Pass interference.
Well, I mean, yeah, they don't even know if it's real or not. They're just like, just call it.
Yeah.
It probably was. That's what you say.
No, I'm saying. That's why,
You can't just accept that that was pass interference and move on, Kevin.
You know what?
You're trying to talk these defensive court or these referees into not giving us calls.
We got to talk about something else first, Corey.
Okay.
I had a major faux pas on the show yesterday.
Oh, no. You said the F word?
It might have been worse than that.
Uh-oh.
I was trying to say that the publication, the USA Today, was trash. I left out a very key word.
You said the country was trash?
Man, you almost made it worse. I left out the key word today in that sentence, and so the first, the second text,
anti-America, Kevin.
The second text I saw after the shout out was Corey asked Kevin why he hates America. I love America. I really screwed that one up. Okay,
I'm concerned.
I mistakes were made.
I always thought
me.
You liked America until just now.
I'm a fan.
What I heard. So yeah, here's the thing with George Pickens. We know that Patrick Surtain can take away. He's Deion, right? Like, he takes away half the field. You don't want to throw his direction.
And I don't think he's going to move, so I do think he's going to stay
and
there.
And that's the way they like to do that. They're like, look, I'm just taking away a section.
Yes.
The rest of it, we'll push the entire offense over into that section if that's what you want to do, and we can play defense in another half of the field. So you're taking away that quarter area for the offense. And so George Pickens, I don't know where he lines up in this, but if he goes deep, Surtain has to go deep with him, all right, if he's on that side. If he goes deep on the other side, Moss has to go with him. And so this is now becoming a as we were discussing this week, Stephen Jones loves seeing it, Brian Schottenheimer loves seeing it, Jerry Jones loves seeing it. When he stretches the field, forces a safety to go with him and a cornerback, he's taken two players with him, now you are creating other spaces, other areas for the rest of the offense to flow. I'm very scared for this offensive game, Kevin. We've been a very good offense.
Yeah.
This is a very good defense, and it's because it starts there. Their pass rush is good. I think that I saw something. They get a lot of sacks.
I saw something.
Was it Sean and RJ and Bobby and Peyton show this morning? There were 7 passes downfield. That was it last week again with Jackson Dart. So that's another factor there. So if George Pickens has struck fear into Vance Joseph and they have to feel like we have to eliminate him, the rest of this offense is going to eat.
From the 469, it is I once again saying that the Cowboys will win because the offense puts up 40 points. The Cowboys will lose if the defense lets up 40-plus points, and the Cowboys will tie if the defense gives up exactly 40 points. It worked last week, and they want to stick with it. I like it because if you can build a winning streak off of at least in part superstition, I support that as well from me. This is my new favorite for the day. Cowboys win because you can't lose to a quarterback with 2 syllables in his whole name.
Bo Nix.
That is a great point. I don't know what the minimum number of syllables are needed in the quarterback's name, but I agree.
Dude, I remember
2 is not enough.
I remember there was a time when Ty Law and Dre Bly were competing for the least syllables on the NFL field. Now Bo Nix is in the middle of it.
Man, I knew somebody in high school named On Doe, and it was A-N-D-O. It was only his whole name was 4 letters. I always thought, because I was really terrible handwriting, I always thought that was so cool. I was like, bang, you knocked that out like every single time. All right, I'm going to go Cowboys win because they do not turn the ball over. So you are in the midst of, believe it or not, a historic run of Cowboys football. Dallas has recorded at least 1 takeaway with 0 turnovers in each of the last 4 games. That is the longest streak in franchise history. It has never happened before. And on the flip side, the Broncos have only 4.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Forced 5 turnovers all season. That's tied for 5th least in the league. Now, to be fair, the Cowboys aren't super higher than that. But my point is the Cowboys are not turning the ball over, and for as good as the Broncos defense is, they have not forced very many turnovers this year. I think that combination right there is going to be the reason that the Cowboys win. From the 6-8-2, Cowboys win because Bo Nix sucks. Cowboys lose because their defense sucks.
Okay, Bo Nix sucks. Did you see this from PFF?
That's what that person said, not me.
Bo Nix, during this Bronco 4-game win streak, 8th highest graded quarterback. Okay. Which, who cares about their grade sometimes?
Sometimes.
1,122 total yards, 78.4% adjusted completion percentage, and a 0.5% turnover-worthy play rate. Talking about turning the ball over, lowest in the NFL, he doesn't do it. So we got to figure out how to get that to happen.
Alec, do you have a Cowboys win because?
Cowboys win because the Broncos don't buckle up.
Javonte, baby.
They don't buckle up for the Javonte Williams revenge game. He won't admit it. He won't say it. He literally did not say anything when he was asked about that by the media. And good for him for not putting out bulletin board material. But, you know, like, anytime you have the returning to the original team or whatever, there's always added motivation. They will always deny it. I mean, Mike Vrabel just tried to deny it whenever he went back and whooped Tennessee's ass, and Drake May had to pull him back and say, no, we need to celebrate this a little bit. They care. It matters to them, and he wants to show them, hey, I know that it didn't go the way that we thought it would. I know I got hurt, but y'all doubted me after that. You let me walk. I got to have my moment to show you that I'm still just as good, if not better, than I was when I played here. But in serious terms, I do think it's going to be because the running game continues to evolve and continues to look good. And hey, you know, the Mile High Air, maybe he needs a couple of plays out and Jaden Blue gets some better looks in this offense. And maybe the run game just looks as balanced as it has all season.
From the 972, and I believe this is going to haunt me for some time. Kevin, I know you hate America, but can we agree that Cooper needs to drop 30 points tonight against the Wizards? All right, I don't agree about the America part, but I do agree about the Cooper flag part. From the 214, Cowboys win because they get a few interceptions off of Bo Nix and get points off those turnovers. From the 903, Cowboys win because Brandon Aubrey hits a 70-plus yard game-winning field goal
in the altitude.
I don't know if
you heard or not this morning with the Schottenheimer show. He said 95. Yards. He said, you don't know if we're going to do that or not, but we might, and we might not.
I feel confident. Think about that for a second. That means they would be kicking the ball from their own 15-yard line. Like, that's...
Yeah.
I want to see it.
Uh-huh.
I'll admit, because you know what I'm going to do? It's not going to be good, but I'm going to register where the ball landed, and I'm going to like, all right, so let's see. That would have been good from 74 yards. That's what we should have done.
I wonder if there would be, instead of having, let's say you're on the 15-yard line and you need a Hail Mary. Instead of having Dak throw it, could they have Brandon Aubrey go out there and kick it that way. And then they could be like, no, this is going to function as our pass. We're just doing it differently if they found out he could actually kick 95 yards.
You know, we'd have to put a lot of precautions on it. There would have to be like less than six seconds left. You need to be losing. But I would be a proponent of allowing your punter or kicker to go in there for the Hail Mary. Now, you still have to catch it, but...
Yeah.
All of the other metrics would be the same.
I can understand how they'd be like, no, that's against the rules.
Yeah,
but
well,
whatever, guys.
We've been changing the rules.
Let's be flexible here.
Cowboys lose because they revert back to playing zone instead of man, and the corners get torched all day. All right, Corey.
Yeah.
Cowboys lose because I know that sounds logical to you.
I love what Alex said, because the flip side of it is Javonte doesn't carry his weight in the offense, because this offense needs balance. Like the,
sure.
it does need the balance of the threat in order for it to fully function the right way. But Kevin, Cowboys lose because Deron Bland week 7 was an anomaly. If
the tackling,
we
I loved
everything it. About it. Yes, no, I listen, if they win, then he did his job.
Okay.
If they lose, then I think that's going to be a big factor, is that, oh, hold on, what we saw in that one game wasn't sustainable for him. It was he was hyped up for it. He was ready. It was Washington. They were bad receivers. Cortland Sutton, Franklin, this group of receivers for Denver is pretty good. And
a lot better than what you saw last week.
Yeah, and so that's one of the big factors here, is they got to slow down that receiving core, not let those big plays happen downfield. If Deron Bland is really back, he's going to shut it down again, maybe even have, as you were talking about, the other side of the ball, maybe force Bo Nix into one of those turnovers he doesn't like to give up.
I would love that. Cowboys lose because from the 4-6-9, we give up more than 150 yards rushing. I think that is very fair. Now, I'm going to kind of piggyback on something that you were saying about the Broncos defense. Cowboys lose because the Broncos defensive devastation continues. All right. So you can say that Vance Joseph's defense ranks top 6 across pretty much every major statistical category, old school. If you want to go EPA route, they're top 5 there. Now, I realize they have shown some holes, at least last week. They really did. But I want to go back to this specific note. The pressure has been at another level in the last 3 games. There's a reason why this is the most sacks the team has had in 12 years at this point in the season. In the last 3 games, the Denver Broncos have racked up 22 sacks. 22
That's
in the
insane.
Last 3 games. So I think if the Cowboys lose, it will because, hey, getting more of your offensive line back is great. But that pressure is just too much.
They're almost out in front by 10. Over the rest of the league, dude.
What are they,
like
up at
34?
Yeah. I knew it was a lot.
Yeah, and the Rams have 26. That's the next most. Dude, their defense, they are getting to the quarterback. And that goes hand-in-hand with what Dak did to Micah.
Yes.
Dak was – he slide-stepped in the pocket. He got rid of the ball quickly. He knew what he was doing. He was decisive. He was fast. Dak's going to have to be the same quarterback against Denver, because that, as you just pointed out, that pressure is coming.
Yeah.
And it's going to be relentless. They're going to do it all game. They're going to say, hey, if he's going to beat us, we got to give him our best effort. He's got to be the exact same quarterback he was against Green Bay.
Alec, why will the Cowboys lose?
Cowboys lose because Vance Joseph, the defensive coordinator, is the new boogeyman of the NFL for one specific reason. It's not because of the turnovers or anything, because I know they're lacking in that department, but I was listening to him talk at a press conference earlier this week, and he was talking about, he was asked some variation of, you know, why have the Cowboys been so good at running the football this year, kind of out of nowhere? And he said, well, you know, the scheme is great and everything. They're doing a good job of it. But he was like, if you watch, they're running against a lot of too high shell, which is, you know,
yes,
historically something that the Cowboys offense has not been good at passing against. So they're running against it, which means they're getting a lot of wider boxes. So there's bigger running lanes. And he said, it's a cat and mouse game that we're going to have to figure out. If he wins that cat and mouse game where he's loading up the box whenever Schottenheimer really wants to run the ball, and it's, you know, early down situations where he's not as comfortable going to the air, or maybe it's later in the game where they're trying to ice a game away, but they get a couple of key stops and they get the ball back, the Broncos do on offense, and they have a chance to score. If he wins that cat and mouse game in the Cowboys run game and he's able to bottle up the run, then the Cowboys are in big trouble.
Now, I want to throw this out there. It is also a shout-out Friday from the 817. Shout-out! A couple months ago, you guys announced my pregnancy on the air. Update, it's a boy.
Nice!
Baby boy Tolo due in March. Should we name him Corey?
Yeah.
It really did say that.
If that's what you... look, I think it's a great name. I've enjoyed it.
What if they put... What if a whole bunch of Tolos named their babies Corey, but they spelled it C-O-R-E-Y?
Oh, after Seeger? I'm okay with that, man.
No, they said it was after you.
No, that's wrong. That's incorrect. That's not how my name is spelled. Thank you very much, Boach. I'm going to miss you. I'd be okay with it because of Corey Seeger, but for me, do it the right way.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.